You are in the chancel, in front of the altar and the main chapel of the church. Designed in the 16th century, it retains its straight apse, covered by a barrel vault decorated with coffers. On the left wall is the coat of arms of Catalina Fernandez de Cordoba, second Marquise of Priego and patron of the project, set within a leather scroll crowned by an eagle, the symbol of the House of Aguilar. The other coats of arms we see are those of the abbots. The chancel is covered by a magnificent elliptical dome with fluting, whose windows create a striking play of light, highlighting its plasterwork decoration, especially in its central keystone. The magnificent main altarpiece is a 16th century Renaissance work, and as such features spaces clearly divided horizontally into a base, three sections, and an attic, and vertically into three panels of paintings and reliefs and four intersecting panels of sculptures. The base depicts the four evangelists, the foundations of Christianity. The rest is dedicated to the life of Jesus. The central reliefs depict the Annunciation and the Nativity. Above these is the patron saint of the church, the Virgin of the Assumption. As for the paintings, they depict the Passion and Resurrection of Christ. From left to right and top to bottom, we see the following scenes: the agony in the garden, Jesus bound to the column, the road to Calvary, and in the upper attic, the crucifixion and Calvary, continuing to our right with the descent from the cross and the resurrection. The side panels depict the 12 evangelists, and crowning the ensemble is a pediment featuring the figure of God the Creator. The altarpiece and sculptures are attributed to Juan Bautista Vázquez the Elder. The paintings are attributed to Pedro de Raxis and Ynez López. The Baroque side altars were created by the artist Juan Fernández de Lara in the 17th century. On the Gospel side, the altar of St. Joseph stands out for its figure attributed to the Mora workshop.